Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. We're back in Los Angeles, California. This is my favorite thing. During Grammy week in New York, where were we?
We were in Akron, Ohio.
And for NBA All-Star, where were we?
In New York.
Yeah, so we miss all the big events by a few days. We're out here in Los Angeles, California again for a bunch of meetings. We're doing some podcasts out here. We're here to enjoy the weather, the food, and the upgrade to a Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, well, so we are just humble. Humble brothers.
At this point,
who we would be happy with a Toyota Camry.
You know, the woman said to me, she gave us the upgrade because I was nice.
Well,
kill him with kindness, Jeff.
Yeah,
that's what we're out here to do. We've had a great couple of days so far. The weather has been a little on the chilly side, but we're happy to be in LA.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a bunch done. And as loyal listeners of this podcast know, we have had incredibly bad luck when it comes to our Airbnbs, so why not keep the streak going?
I mean, say what you will about Airbnb, and we have.
Yes, we have.
Because they are proud sponsors of this podcast, and they have put us in not great Airbnbs in the past.
Yeah.
But this one is actually great.
Not bad.
Not a bad Airbnb. We will happily take this one. I think we're going to squat here.
Well, listen, there's got to be one weird thing about the place.
Yes, and that would be that one, we actually can't get up to our floor.
Oh. Okay, so problem number one is the elevators don't work.
Right.
And there's no staircases that have open doors.
Well, we don't have a key to those stairs. But anyway,
yeah.
the very weird thing about this Airbnb is that we were met by the woman who is renting out the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And she met me on the street outside of a Starbucks.
Right.
With a roll of toilet paper and two light bulbs.
She's like a Girl Scout, always prepared.
When Dan and I went out to Yellowstone and Grand Tetons, this guy who's a fan of ours,
mm-hmm.
he met Dan and I, and he gave us bear spray, and
yes,
he gave us toilet paper and all these supplies that we could use should we ever get lost in the forest. This was not that.
That wasn't this.
This was not her saying, hey, if you get lost in the block between the Starbucks and the apartment I'm renting you,
here are a couple of light bulbs and some toilet paper.
Yeah, smash them on the ground and then stab whoever is trying to attack you. No, this was, should this Airbnb not have...
Wait. Your plan of action in case you get attacked is to take the light bulb, smash them on the ground, and then stab them with the toilet paper?
No, stab them with the broken shards of the glasses.
What?
The bulbs.
Who? What are you?
A little backstory.
Right.
So a few years ago, an editor over at Men's Health Magazine, he was working on an assignment of the quickest ways to do things.
Okay.
So that was quickest way to meditate, quickest way to learn a foreign language, quickest way to win a bar fight. And for that, I had to speak to a UFC fighter,
okay,
who said, if you're in a bar fight, take a beer bottle. Instead of smashing it on a table and then trying to stab them, he said that you should break it over their head so that they're disoriented and, best case scenario, it'll knock them out.
I'm even more confused now, Jeff. I got to be honest.
So actually, I would take the light bulbs and I would smash them over the person's head.
That's what you would do in case you got into a fight out here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, how would you win a fight?
I don't know, but how did this happen with the woman?
I don't know. The fact is that this woman showed up. She had a roll of toilet paper, two light bulbs. We made it into the apartment, even though the elevators don't actually go to our floor.
Well, that is the bottom line.
Five stars.
Jeff, today on the podcast.
Today on the podcast, we have our two very good friends, Big Waz, Black Trey, from the Basketball Friends podcast.
Yes.
They know so much about basketball.
And since we weren't here for All-Star and they were, we get into a lot of stories about that. We also wanted to get to the bottom of not the best basketball players who can rap, but the best
rappers who can play basketball.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we did a draft. We each had five picks. We won a starting five and a coach.
Mm-hmm.
So we each went through them. And now we want you guys to decide who has the best squad. You can think, you know, my team plays Jeff's team, or Waz's team plays Jeff's team, or Trey's team plays Jeff's team.
I mean, you always want to play the winners,
whoever is
you always
want to
play the best team.
Please, you guys, let us and Waz and Trey know who you think has the best squad, because we put so much work into narrowing down who we would pick.
Almost too much research. Like, when you're so well-versed
Hold on. Wait. The people need to know that you had it backwards beforehand, and you thought we were talking about the best rapping basketball players.
Yeah, so I was listening to Tony Parker rap in French, offbeat.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Jeff, when do you want to get into this?
Right now.
Yo, what up, it's Eric, aka First of the Month, aka Last Time That I Checked.
Yo, what up, it's Jeff, aka Clean Drip, aka Aaron Rockovich.
Yo, what up, it's Big Waz, aka your favorite Haitian.
What is it? What is this, this podcast voice of yours?
Aka like, NPR. NPR Savage. What's up, yo?
Yo, it's Black Trader, Squeaky Gangster.
Yeah, this is a waste time with this the real. Bra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra our friends who have the most basketball knowledge that we know to talk about rappers who can ball.
Right. We're drafting.
And we were talking about ballers who can rap, and we said there's a real short list. There's Shaquille O'Neal.
Yep.
There's Dame Lillard. And what'd you say, Waz?
Lonzo Ball is all right.
You said he's all right.
He's not terrible.
I'm not pressing play on the Lonzo Ball.
I pressed play. The plays were real light on SoundCloud. Not great.
He's not...
Not
the
great.
Worst that I've heard is what I'm saying. Like, I was expecting much worse.
I want my point guard barefoot and rapping.
Waz, you're saying he's all right, like you would go see him in concert, all right?
No.
Would you buy his album, all right?
Meaning, like, you know, inevitably one of these joints will catch on with the Big Baller Nation and it'll stream.
In Lithuania?
Like, if they played it at a... Like a function or like a little kickback. I wouldn't be like, my ears hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Did they play it at Ebe's birthday party last night?
No, they did not play that at Ebe's birthday party. They played.
Was it not a Big Baller event?
Nah, no Big Ballers were there. Although, you know, some friends of the pod were there. Nard, obviously. Yep. Joey IE, who I introduced myself to. He didn't seem that impressed.
Wait, did you rap to him?
No, I didn't rap to him. Little Bibby was there.
You should have told him that your
chain.
Name
was like, that's a fire
was
chain.
Was Mike Bibby there?
Mike Bibby was not there. Right. Mike Bibby's in Arizona, isn't he? Yeah.
You should have introduced yourself as D-Waz.
D-Waz. Wow. I had to post that on social. I'm getting D-Wade for a minute, though, if we're being honest. I remember my dentist, white dude, was like, anybody ever told you look like Dwayne Wade? I was like, no, but that's better than Akon.
Did you get into any all-star parties by claiming you were D-Wade?
No, but, you know, open bar kings, me, Dave, and Jeff, we crashed the Jamie Foxx party. Not the official party.
Oh.
Not the one at his crib.
Right.
The party in partnership with Jack Daniels at the Jeremy Hotel. We had one RSVP confirmation between the three of us. We greased the bouncers.
Amazing.
About $20 ahead. And
it's not bad.
I mean, Dave is the open bar king.
Yes, exactly. And so we was able to get in where we fit in. We got to Beats late. And by that time, the fire marshals had already shut it down. Damn. So wasn't able to attend Beats. Went to T.I.'s lingerie party on Friday.
In 2018?
Listen.
Anybody that said claiming weirdo swag, I want no parts
listen,
of.
Listen. I was, around 2007, like, T.I. was definitely my favorite rapper in rap. And, like, throughout the years, like, as he's, you know, gotten imprisoned and all of that, his skills have sort of waned or whatever. Now, my T.I. fandom has been on the downtick.
King is a classic album.
Yes, classic. So is Trap Music. So is Urban Legend.
But is that what you told him at the lingerie party?
No. But this is what I'm telling you. Like, my T.I. fandom after that party shot way back up. Like, women were losing their minds around this dude.
Was he using big words?
No, but he showed up in a Hugh Hefner smoking jacket.
What?
And he was smoking on a pipe.
Was it a coup?
A coup pipe would be hilarious.
And a coup smoking jacket would be incredible.
All right, real quick, for anybody who doesn't trust your guys' bona fides when it comes to basketball,
right,
just give them a little, like, understanding of where you guys come from.
Well, okay, so I am, I guess, infamous for crashing the party at the legendary True Hoop podcast.
Yes.
As the only non-credentialed, didn't go to J school, none of that shit. Jade Hoy just decided this guy's interesting and I'll just let him be on the pod. Mind you, Henry Abbott, the founder of True Hoop, this is like a legendary fucking basketball writer.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about one of the founding members of the analytics community. Kevin Arnovitz, Brian Windhorst, Jackie McMullen. These are legends.
You ran with all of them.
Yes. And Jade Hoy was
just like... You're just like Amin's cousin or something?
Well, yeah, basically. Amin Al-Hassan is also... He's a budding legend, but we can't call him a legend yet. Fuck Amin.
Waz. P. people only want to hear about Kevin Garnett.
So Martin Luther King Day of all days, everybody's off of work. It's a Monday. I get a text from Nod and he's like, yo, do you want to go to Soho House in Malibu? Now, I had already been to the one in West Hollywood, and that's cool. Like, it's a cool Soul House. Like, the food is fine or whatever. But the vibe, it's not the same vibe as the Malibu one.
Malibu one is, like,
that's the
different.
Right.
That's where, like Jay-Z goes.
Right. And, like, yeah. even if you have the membership at West Hollywood, you're not guaranteed entrance in Malibu.
Right.
So this is, like, you know, I'm like, shit, man, I can't turn down, you know, Soul House in Malibu. We pull up. We give our names to the lady at the desk. You walk in. You make a left. Who do I see immediately at the bar? None other than Kevin Garnett. He's having a casual conversation with a woman. It's not. It didn't look like he was like, you know, whatever. He was just chilling.
Yeah.
But he's facing the entrance. This is a distinct looking cat. Right? Like, you're not going to mistake KG for anybody else. Like, immediately, I'm like, holy shit, that's KG.
Yeah.
Me, KG, Nod, with the only three black people in Soul House. Of course, he eyeballs Nod, who's walking in front of me. And Nod, of course, he's, you know, Cambridge, Massachusetts guy. Like, big, big Celtics fan. So, of course, he loves KG. So, KG eyeballs Nod. Gives him the hard look of, like, basically, like, I know why I'm here. You know? Who are you? You know, like, are you
some actors?
Right. Yeah. Are you an actor? Are you some kind of music executive or whatever? Which, by the way, Nod is a music executive.
Yeah.
But just saying, Nod is looking at him. He's looking at Nod, and Nod does the head nod.
Yeah.
And KG does the quick, all right? And then, of course, I walk by, and I go, what up? My mom was even more, like, because after he had Nod and Nod, I was even more, like, cocksure, like, yeah. And I was like, what up? I was like, all right, what up? And then we went and found our seats.
Three best friends.
We went and found our seats. But yeah, I'll never forget that because KG, like, it was just everything that you think you know about KG happened in that moment.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's known to be like a sort of, like, kind of reclusive guy. He has a really tight inner circle. He's not somebody that's, like, out in the clubs, but, like, you know, Soho House is, like, the type of thing where it's, like, I don't want to be with a bunch of regular motherfuckers.
Right.
They can come take pics with me.
There are no cameras
allowed. No. Well, you're not allowed to. You can have your phone out to text, but you can't be overtly taking pics in there.
Right. Yeah.
Not even of the ocean.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, that's one of the, like, the draws of that Soho House is that, like, when you're outside, like, you're literally hearing the waves just, like, crashing. It's,
listen,
like, it's a crazy view.
Martin Luther King marched so you guys could run past KG.
KG and Soho House, for sure. But, yeah, you could tell, like, KG is just, he's not with the bullshit, right? So he's like, who are these motherfuckers? Like,
it's so good.
The KG thing,
it's,
you
so
know?
So good.
Which I would imagine, like, if we were his rooks or something, he would have gave us that same look the first day of practice, like, who are you, motherfucker? Like, and so, yeah, that's basically my background. If you've ever heard me talking about basketball, it's probably on the True Hoop podcast.
Right.
Which then turned into the Basketball Anonymous podcast. Oh, Basketball Analogy. Podcast. And then now it's the Basketball Friends.
Basketball Friends, right.
Yes.
Trey?
What's up? What's
just
up?
Just let people know, like, what your basketball history is.
So I have, like, a basketball background, but I was actually a school teacher.
Yeah.
The past 13 months.
Yep.
And Amin, you know, had been following me on Twitter for a while. Was like, yo, you should come on the show, you know. But he really was trying to get some info behind the scenes from the Knicks, which is fair. You know, I got media training, so I wasn't gonna, like, give up too much, but I mean, I thought it would be cool. And it kind of stuck. And, you know, I love Twitter. Like, that's probably the only app I really get down on. And pretty much we got a great reception from the episode I was on. And, you know, Waz and them were generous enough to let me come back on, and it kind of just stuck. And I didn't know that Bomb wasn't a thing before me. And for people that don't know about Bomb, it's Black Opinions Matter Monday.
Mondays, right?
Yeah, it was created. It just became a thing. You know what I mean? Myself, Waz, Mariano, Amin, and then Jade Hoy. And Jerv.
Yeah.
So Jerv.
A quick background on Black Opinions Matter Monday. It started basically as a gag and, like, it's whatever. So we used to preview Power every Monday after the basketball talk. Not preview, we used to review.
Recap.
Right,
recap.
The 50 Cent show, yeah.
Right. Every Monday. Ethan Sherwood Strauss, RIP, he's no longer with ESPN, but he's still doing his thing.
He's still alive.
And we would have
he's still alive, bro.
And Brian Windhorst, they would come on, they would be on the Monday show. But like Windhorst.
And they are white.
They're white guys.
They're definitely white.
And a lot sometimes like Ethan hadn't watched it yet, so he would get like really neurotic about like, oh, I can't preview what happened. I hadn't watched the episode. Windhorst was like in and out of the show. He was like, ah, sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't. But so what it turned into, like, Ethan would weasel his way out of Monday shows just so he didn't have to do the power recaps. And then Amin turned it into, matter of fact, we're just not, he's banned from the Monday show. And then that turned into, we're only having black guys on the show. And then we branded it as Black Opinions Matter. But it started out as everybody was recapping.
Everyone
power.
Was welcome.
Everybody was welcome. And then Ethan started weaseling his way out. Windhorst would find ways to be busy for the Monday show. And then Amin, being Amin, said, you know what, fuck it, we're banning all white people from the show on Monday. And that's how black, and then of course, you know, Trey and Mariano became regulars.
But let's, Trey, just call it like it is. You can hoop.
I'm decent.
All right. Can you rap?
I don't, huh?
Can you rap?
I cannot rap. I'm very trash.
Also, Trey is being really modest right now, too.
Very modest.
This
yeah.
is a guy who has Rasheed Wallace's number in his phone. Like, we'll literally text him, yo, Uncle Rasheed, what up? John Wall. Obviously, he's best friends with Brandon Jennings. That's his, you know, somebody he grew up with.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not like Trey is just some dude, like, yo, I know basketball. Like,
right,
he's
that's
actually
you.
In the culture. Exactly. I'm an imposter.
Yeah. All right, so the way it's going to work today is we're each going to draft a starting five and a coach
mm-hmm.
of the best basketball playing rappers that are out there. And how you put your team together is on you. You know, you can decide that you want to go with a hilarious team, which I'm sure you will, Jeff, or a really good team like the rest of us will.
I know a lot about basketball.
So we're going to go, Waz, I think you're coming in with a very strong knowledge of rappers who can play ball.
Sure.
So you get first pick.
Okay.
And who are you going to go with?
My first pick is Cameron Giles.
Wow.
First pick. Out
Killer.
The gate.
Yeah.
And that's because I remember vaguely in my memory him playing in either a Rock and Jock or some sort of celebrity game and dominating.
Yep.
And like obviously he played ball in like in high school in the PSAL league.
Yep.
I think he college. Went to college yep. football to hoop like yep. at a JUCO or something.
In Texas, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know.
Didn't he do SUNY Purchase too?
He might have. He might have gone up there
yeah.
for a minute.
And so, yeah, Killer Cam got to be my first pick because I've actually seen him who vaguely in my memory, and I know that he's actually like.
You think he still has it?
He can't possibly be terrible, is what I'm saying. So, Killer Cam.
You think he got a handle?
He's handle is not something you, like, you can lose some of it, but once you start hooping again, you're going to get your muscle memory back. Your Jimmy, though, pause, that's a little different.
So, Cam bragged about crossing Jimmy
yeah.
recently.
Yeah.
You know, that if he had to bring it out, then he would bring it out. Pause. I like his pick.
It's a good pick. It's
I just saw
pick.
He was playing on Instagram last week.
Yeah, that's right.
And, I mean, not even the Jimmy stuff. He was just playing, like, with his friends.
Okay.
And doesn't have the speed, but he has, like, you know.
We're going to stall him out at 40.
He's not at playing weight either. I think he's a little, no. like, well, heavier, yeah. right? So, but in 2018, you would still like to see him on the court.
I don't know about that. Oh. I don't know about that, but, yeah, shouts to Killer.
Trey?
This is going to be left field.
Yep.
Because, I mean, ideally, people would go with 2 Chainz, but I'm going to go with Lil Dicky.
You're going with Lil Dicky?
Game.
You saw him play.
Got game. All respectively.
Right. Lil Dicky is nice, but
how tall is Lil Dicky?
I think he's fairly tall, right?
He's pretty tall.
He looks tall.
He's pretty decent, but he can actually get it done.
Can he dunk?
I don't care about dunking.
All right. No. Can he shoot?
Yes.
From outside?
Like, he can play. I'm not vouching for too many people. When I see people hoop, I know when they can play or not. Like, a lot of people are praising Quavo.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Quavo's good. He's decent. You know what I mean? Like, he's decent for his profession.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But Lil Dicky would get him about here.
What?
Yes.
I don't think Trey knows about the Cold War on this podcast between these two and Lil Dicky.
Oh, I'm sorry. I definitely don't know.
Because Lil Dicky gets, you know, rightfully so, he gets a culture vulture
gotcha.
Sort of reputation.
Well, I mean,
and it's earned,
I think he's pretty honest about
being a vulture.
Yeah, I mean, it's not hidden, but I mean, he's a rapper.
No,
he
but
plays
a lot of
basketball.
Times, and you use Jeff first pick. Lumped in by association, a sort of
oh,
racial
no,
profile.
No, 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 no. Y'all welcome to the picnic. Y'all can say the N word around me.
Sure.
Y'all cool.
we know.
Lil Dicky can't. Can't say that. Lil Dicky can't say that.
You saw Lil Dicky play amongst a bunch of other rappers, and he held his own.
I've seen Lil Dicky just period play.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, here.
Yeah.
He can run?
Yes. He's athletic. He can score. He can dribble. He can. I don't know if he played in high school. I don't really know his background.
Wait, how's he like in the locker room? What's the energy?
I mean, you think, I haven't seen him in the locker room.
Is he a leader?
But I'm just saying, realistically, he's skilled enough to finish. He can shoot from extended range.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
He would be actually a decent D2 player.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe you used your first pick on Lil Dicky.
Hey, man. I mean, normally people would go with 2 Chainz. But I mean, hey.
All right, you know what?
2 Chainz 40 years old now.
I know. And that's why I'm not going to pick him number one.
Brave.
Right? I'm going to go, and I can't believe that Waz passed on his guy. But I gotta take Jermaine.
J. Cole.
I don't think I've seen Cole hoop. I've
heard about Cole.
I've never hooped with them.
I've never seen Cole.
I'm just assuming. So like Dreamville, they hoop a lot.
Yeah. Well, the HBO special, he was always in a gym.
I want the smoke though, so set that up.
Yeah.
We absolutely can. Like Ibrahim, he's leaving the party in his freaking Range Rover. His woman was driving
him. This last night.
His wife, wife was driving him back home, but he was cooked. But all he wanted to talk to Mike Shaw about was like, yo, we're going to hoop in a couple of days. That's all he wanted to talk about. So,
man.
Yeah, Mike Shaw.
So you've seen Ibrahim play?
Yes, I've seen Ibe play.
I've
seen Ibe play since high school. He was pretty good in high school.
And he said that he's just as good as J. Cole, or J. Cole is just as good as him. Right. So I'm gonna go with J. Cole. I think J. Cole's a leader. Okay. I think I'm going to trust that J. Cole could shoot at mid-range. I think he could probably
Doesn't
bang.
Work well with other people, though. No
that,
features.
That is true. No features.
No features. I like that
assessment. I'm going to go with J. Cole for my number one pick. Jeff, who are you going to go with? There's so many out there, Jeff.
There's so many out there. You guys named like a bunch, and I was like, oh, that would actually be an interesting person. You can't pick Drake because he gets injured all the time.
This is true.
Have you seen him shoot, too?
No.
He's not the great.
No. No. His form's bad?
He airballed in the three-point line with the University of Kentucky.
Yeah.
That's a gif that's very popular.
Yeah, it's not that great.
Drake in a full warm-up suit. He's wearing Jordan 13s, I believe. And he pulls up at the free throw line, not even the three-point line, and just completely airballed.
Wait, tell me more about the internet. Tell me more about gifs.
Is that on the Midnight internet. Madness?
That's where you guys can Midnight put Madness, your podcast. If you want people to listen, upload it onto the internet.
I usually yell it at people on the street.
Right. Oh, that's fine.
Yeah,
I can't wait for the second pick.
My first pick, I'm going to go with DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled.
Why?
Because I saw a horse tournament with Khaled, French Montana, Meek Mill, and who am I missing? Not Ace Hood.
No. He might have been there. French Montana?
I said that.
No.
Khaled dribbles like Bob Cousy.
They both have rings.
No, he dead ass dribbles like he's looking for like a ring he dropped. Like, I'm not fucking with that.
Yo, but Khaled, you would think that he would be out immediately.
Yes.
He was in it until the end. Great shots from outside.
With no one guarding him.
No one guarding him. Perfect.
But a lot of money on the line.
And also great in the locker room.
Great. That is true.
Number 4.
Yeah, he's a good motivator.
Yeah.
But I think I would like Khaled as my 11th man.
Khaled went early.
By the way, all he does is win.
That's got a whiff of Anthony.
By the way, good luck with the rest of your picks. Khaled, all he does is win, and he's the best.
Wow.
That's fair.
Wozni?
My next pick is Dave East.
Wow.
Yeah,
Dave East, a real ball player.
That's a safe pick.
So it is an actual pick.
I've never seen Dave East play, but my little cousin, he's not my little cousin, he's just younger than me.
Yeah.
Randy, he's from Maryland. He went to DeMatha High School, which is like a powerhouse program out there in Maryland. And like apparently one of his best friends hooped with Dave East. And I was like, was he nice? He was like, no, like he could actually hoop. So if Randy tells me this kid can actually play, then I believe that Dave East could hoop. So Dave East, another Harlem representative, which is like
He used to run with KD though, right?
Yeah, he got the KD endorsement. So
So he's all right.
Yeah.
He's tall.
He might be a little more better than all right.
Now, I think Dave East is going through it because he's got the twist in his hair now. Did you see that?
Yeah, he looks like a pineapple. Shout out to Dave East though. Nah, I fuck with his music.
We love Dave East, but he's looking like Hellraiser, like with the
it's pretty crazy.
Pinheads.
So. I had that hairstyle before.
Did you really?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
You also had blonde hair recently.
Absolutely.
Why?
Lost a bet.
You took the under. No, you took the Yeah, you took the under on the Chicago Bulls. Yeah.
We were at Erica's house the first night that happened.
This is true for Taco Tuesday.
Yes.
But your hair's back to its natural color.
Yeah, I have a Caesar.
You're good?
Back to good.
Yeah. Caesar Trey.
Any other bets that you're...
No more bets.
Okay.
No more bets.
Trey, who's your second pick?
Trinidad James.
Woo!
Another person that can play.
Trinidad James.
Again. Have you seen him play in person?
Absolutely. These are all safe picks because I've seen them actually play in person.
He's nice.
Can play.
Wait, have you seen Khaled play?
Yeah. I mean, from the videos I've seen, that's it. I told you. Like,
that's enough.
That's enough for all I need to see.
What can Trinidad James do on the court?
He can play. Skilled.
Is he a two?
I'm not saying that. I mean, he's not tall. So, I mean, none of these guys don't get the option to be a, you know, they're not creating their player on NBA 2K. But realistically, if they played, I'm not going to roll my ankle out there with them dudes.
Mm-hmm. So
they respect the game.
You got a pick and roll between Lil Dicky and Trinidad James?
I'm not doing a pick and roll with neither. We're like around the same height, and I might be taller than those dudes.
Man.
But realistically, I trust him with bringing the ball up and making the right decision.
Wow.
Yeah.
Trinidad James and Lil Dicky.
Yeah.
Your team is so left right now.
No, my team right now, people are like, fuck this guy. You know what I mean? Like, who is this guy on here? But, like, I mean, like, these are guys that actually know how to play. I'm going to win this game.
All right. I'm going to go. Ready for this?
All right.
I got someone who is seasoned, someone who played college ball.
Okay.
Someone who is also a little bit crazy. Because you have to have one crazy person on your team, right?
Right.
Like, he's like the meta world piece of my team.
Mm-hmm.
The game.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
The game.
Yes, no, I was going to choose the game. Okay.
It's a decent pick.
Yeah.
The game is also above.
Are you taking Chuck now or
he's
Chuck
also
from 4 years ago?
Playing weights. But I'll take him today. I think he's got a chip on his shoulder.
Jesus Christ.
I think he's
Chuck's going to listen to this and want to play me 1-on-1.
Yo. Also, we met him one time and interviewed him on the BET red carpet. Like, nicer than we ever thought he was going to be, more personable than we ever thought he was going to be.
Yep.
So I'm going to say great clubhouse guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm going to say he's at that stage in his life where he'll just shoot from like way outside and not give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
So all he does is, I'll give you the scouting report right now.
Please.
Mm-hmm. Takes a lot of threes.
Yep.
And he still can catch lobs.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Know? Yeah. It's kind of awkward though. I mean, I feel like it'd be coordinated, but he's like so buff now.
Yeah.
He probably was like look more skilled during. But
you think can he bang down low?
I don't know. He shoots like it's I don't know, it's a different form.
Yeah, but he makes it
sometimes.
All right.
I mean, but I'm just not going to give him too much credit. He used to be a better basketball player years before.
Mm.
I mean,
before he became a rapper.
But I'm just saying, me and JC On, I call him JC On,
yeah.
Used to play at Wilson Park. He's like 4 or 5 years older than me.
Yep.
But he used to be JC On with the blonde hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, he actually had blonde hair before Black Trey. Yeah, but he was okay. He was, you know, he's not a trash basketball player.
No,
so that's a great pick.
He played D.
Yeah,
all right.
But he's more physical now. Obviously,
yeah, well,
you know
sure.
What I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a bodybuilder now.
He's run our test pretty much.
Yeah,
there you go.
Who's like the Tim Duncan of rappers?
Fundamentally sound.
Yeah,
I was going to say J. Cole, but J. Cole's way more skilled.
Then
he's. No, I'm just saying he's more
about,
movie.
Are we talking about like at rapping or
no basketball?
Oh, at basketball.
This is a basketball podcast.
Oh. Yeah, it's a basketball podcast. It's great.
Just fundamentally sound.
I love when people are going to hear this and then want to like prove us wrong.
Oh yeah, of course. Let's go.
I need somebody. Well, actually, you want to know what? I need somebody who's tall and possibly European.
Yeah, we don't have any European rappers, do we? Are we counting?
I don't
Eminem?
Listen to them.
As a European rapper?
Wait, us?
Are we counting Eminem as a European rapper?
Listen, Eminem might throw up before the game. Cool.
Mom spaghetti.
Yeah.
Who am I going to pick? I'm going to pick Lil Bow Wow.
Lil Bow Wow.
Yeah.
Yo. I might drop this mic and walk up.
What, because it's over?
Shad might actually can play, though.
Shad Moss.
He might, you know what I mean? Like, Shad might actually...
Right,
might
he lies about a lot of things. He doesn't lie about that, though.
Wait, he played in some celebrity all-star games, I feel
no,
like.
He's been, no, he's been... No, he's just vertically challenged.
That is true. That is true.
You know? So, that's the thing.
Right,
I'm
but
not
he's,
saying he's
so
not
So is
bad.
Isaiah Thomas.
He's not Isaiah Thomas, though. Don't
Yo,
do that.
Look at Black Trey doing the Dikembe.
Yeah, Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah. No, okay, so I feel like Bow Wow gets made fun of a lot for a lot of good reasons.
Yes.
But he was in a movie called Like Mike. So was
Common in Just Right, and he's trash. Common is pretty bad.
It's like a remote control wrapped inside of.
But he's a bad basketball player.
Good rapper.
Good rapper.
Good actor.
Great rapper.
Good actor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I respect. Listen, I started wearing kufis because of Thomas. I'm lying. That shit was good. That was a good filler. But realistically, good at the other shit, trash at hoop.
You think he, but can he hold his own like at Kanye's studio sessions?
Yes.
Okay. Sure. That's because it's Kanye and
Kanye like, actually plays basketball too. I want to see if he makes the
consequence
makes the team.
Could GLC ball? He's tall.
I don't even know what GLC looks like. I just rapped his verse earlier, but I don't know what the heck. GLC could walk by me today in Starbucks, and I wouldn't even know.
So I have Khaled
and Lil Bow Wow, just for the record.
Yeah, wait. So
strong start.
That's a shitty-ass NBA. Hey, that's a shitty-ass NBA Jam roster. Could you imagine? Khaled and Bow Wow as your fucking two people?
Top two.
Waz, yeah. Number three.
I'm going to go with Lil Romeo.
Lil Romeo, yes. Mm-hmm. College basketball playing Lil Romeo.
To USC, which he didn't earn. He was with DeRozan. Mm-hmm. So it was like, we really want DeRozan, so like, let's get this done.
Romeo Miller, yeah.
But his father paid for him to like get professionally trained and all of that shit. Like, he has the.
You turned your mic off? I think you might have turned your mic off. Did you know?
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Am I good now?
You're good now.
So yeah, he has the fundamentals to be an effective player out there, especially in a game full of rappers.
Trey?
I'm going to go with Uncle Snoop.
Wow.
Uncle Snoop had 15 points and 25 rebounds at 70-47.
At the Adidas court.
Yeah. 25 boards.
Wait, when?
This was last week at All-Star Weekend at 747 Warehouse.
Do you think that they
Adidas did their own celebrity game.
Do you think they were treating Snoop like basketball, like professional basketball like players nobody treated Barack Obama?
No.
Yeah.
Nah.
You didn't let him run like...
Cause then hoop like when you hooping like there's no time for that.
The whole
shit.
Thing was he was blocking shots. He was energetic. He had a lot to prove.
Coach Snoop?
Yeah. Snoop was feeling real disrespected.
Wow.
Yeah. Every board, it's mine, cuz. Every time he got a board, like 25 boards from Snoop Dogg is a lot.
Yo, who was talking the most shit at that game?
Man, it was a lot. It was a lot, man. But there was also like hidden beefs in that shit. Like,
really?
You know what I mean? Yeah. I surprised like Chris Brown didn't really like. You know, get intense, but he's cool.
Did Quavo play in that game?
No.
Oh, okay.
Quavo played in the big stage.
Right. Well, because
he's a legend, by the way.
They have static.
Yeah. So Snoop was getting boards.
Yeah, and points.
And points.
15 and 25. Listen, today if Snoop got that line,
yeah,
he making 60 mil.
Yo, who's the nicest at that game? Who would you say is the best all around hooper that participated in that game? 2 Chainz.
I mean, he really didn't display that.
2 Chainz playing on.
But how's his leg doing?
On one
though?
Knee, yeah. I'm gonna pick 2 Chainz right now because
for real.
I don't care if he has one knee or two bad knees. He is my Herb Williams because you all need a Herb Williams on your team, right?
Herb Williams was on the Knicks for like 20 years. And then he assistant coached for another 40. Yeah. It's crazy.
Actually, he'd be my Herb Williams, you know? Thank you.
What?
Smoking Herb.
Got it.
Herb Williams.
Nice.
No, 2 Chainz,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
The Game,
mm-hmm.
and J. Cole. I got a tall squad right now. Jeff?
Nelly.
He's a super athletic dude. Yeah. He
can play baseball.
Drafted to the freaking Atlanta Braves, which is crazy.
But he played basketball in high school.
Yeah. So you know he could hoop. Yeah.
He's not that tall.
Not a tall guy. Jeff has a real
I'm not gonna judge people
I'm doing small ball.
All right, there you go. Yeah.
Small ball.
Nelly's your star player.
Yeah. Now he's the 7 seconds or less son.
We did say we're doing a coach. Khaled would be my coach.
You had a player coach?
I have a player coach.
Khaled is your coach.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Shouts to motivation.
You used your first pick to get your coach.
That's interesting.
It was either him or Fat Joe.
A quick tangent. Yeah. Uh-huh. Talk about trash moments in rapper basketball history.
Is my team one of them?
No. Fuck. It's newly added. Number one trash moment for me. The Start With Straight Shots and Then Pop Bottles video. Lil Wayne takes a jump shot.
Lil Wayne. It's like a cockroach shooting.
Did you see that jumper?
I was thinking about Wayne today.
Everybody stop listening to this podcast right now. Go to YouTube, watch this video, and wait for Lil Wayne to shoot his the worst jump shot I've ever seen in my
terrible.
Life.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Lil Wayne, apparently not very good at basketball.
Is he good at any sport? Like, and skateboarding's not a sport.
No. I don't even think he's good at skateboarding. I respect Lil Wayne at skateboarding, but he's not good at skateboarding.
Right. Right. I don't think if he played in like a Rock and Jock football game, he would be very good.
No, he wouldn't survive.
No.
He just likes shooting the shit.
I don't think he could play baseball. He's just not a good athletic player.
That's fine.
Yeah.
He's a Lil Wayne.
Great rapper. Yeah. Legendary rapper.
Pioneering. Game breaking. Game changing. Terrible hooper.
Terrible.
My fourth pick. And that's because my team needs a Dennis Rodman.
Yep.
Needs a problematic player.
This is true.
So I'm going to go with R. Kelly.
Wait, what problem is that?
Yeah. Well, where do we even start with this guy?
That's a bucket.
We can talk about marrying a woman who was 15 years old.
That's a problem. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Problematic. And it's only gotten worse since then. He's urinating on people. Oh, this is true.
I would say shouts to urinating. That's kind of nasty.
Like, yeah. Like recently he's
right. He got holding evicted,
women
yeah.
hostage.
Oh, right. That's, yo, there's an actual
in Atlanta.
Problem.
Yeah.
Yo, his fan club should be called the Urination.
The Urination. Jesus Christ. That was Eric, y'all, not me. Because you know on BOMM and TBF, I'm usually the problematic one.
Yeah.
Like, I'm usually saying something stupid that I shouldn't be saying.
Yo. R. Kelly can really hoop, though.
Yeah, he can hoop.
Yeah.
He's just a megalomaniac.
Yeah.
And, but you need a Dennis Rodman type.
What do you need like him to do on your squad?
Draymond Green. He's just the person that's going to piss everybody else off.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, see? I see what you did.
Yeah.
Piss everybody else off. I got you.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that was
Trey.
That was not
all right, since we're on the R&B line, I'm going to go with Chris Brown.
You have to.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go with Chris Brown.
Chris Brown?
Yo, yeah,
the going, biggest blood in rap,
I'm Chris going Brown.
Chris Brown. Are you trying to out problematic your the man's here?
He goes hard. Like he has a good motor. Like yeah. He plays hard. He's not like fucking around out there.
Are you ready for him to get into like a real like swinging arms fight out there on the court, Trey?
Nah, I think he's controlled. He's gonna control his temper. He's
you think so?
Thing. Yeah, absolutely.
In 2018,
he's gonna control his temper.
I'm ready for Chris Brown to talk to a therapist. I think we are. We're all
in today's
ready
day
that.
And age.
Yeah,
we're okay we're with that.
I'm fine what? With it. Yeah.
Yes.
Did you see that Chris Brown was like, "Yo, here's a free idea: Beyonce, Rihanna, and someone else."
And he would go on tour, yeah.
Yeah, like the four of them would go on tour together.
Chris Brown said that?
Chris Brown yeah. on Twitter. And he's and like, if you don't want to do it with me, you should still go out and do it.
Wow.
He was like, this is a free idea.
He's trying to end the Cold War.
I think so.
Why does nobody talk about this fucking Cold War?
Talk about it.
Beyonce and Rihanna have literally worked with every single person in the history of planet Earth.
Except for each other. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is weird.
Were they both at the Rock Nation brunch?
They can be in the same building.
Yeah,
they've met.
That and they've said they say hi to each other in public and stuff like that. But like, it makes no sense that they haven't. Well,
or does it make a lot of sense?
Look,
does it make the most sense?
Start that rumor
this is a
this
very
podcast.
Rockefeller-friendly podcast.
Listen,
let's not fuck up our political connection.
That's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm
see,
saying.
See, Waz always shaking the table, man.
I know. But that's what I'm saying, though.
Here's it's what
like,
I want to know.
Nobody talks about it in the media, though. Nobody brings it up. Like, can this either, is a fucking thing.
Can either of those ladies ball?
Rihanna's obsessed with the NBA.
Well,
she's
that is
obsessed
yeah.
with basketball.
Shouts to Miami Heat.
I don't think they play. Yeah, the Miami Heat was the only team in the NBA to wish her a happy birthday on their official Instagram account. Because
why?
During the Heatles years, like, she was there constantly.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was there.
Watching Bron and them hoop.
Did she? So, wait, those weren't her tickets, though.
Do we? We don't know that they.
I'm assuming tickets. Those weren't her tickets. She didn't buy tickets to go see the Heat, did she?
What? No.
I mean,
no.
They probably comped out.
Yeah.
Rihanna does not buy.
I think the only people who bought tickets for them, that baby, right?
Yeah, and Miami is the kind of place where like having a celebrity sitting courtside like means a lot. You know, like they love Flash and Dash, so I could see them.
Well, and LA and New York, right?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's the three places where that
yeah.
is. Like, well, Oklahoma City doesn't have much of a courtside.
Who's
culture.
Out there in Chicago?
Oklahoma's
anymore.
Like a block long.
Yeah. No one's out there in Chicago anymore.
Nah,
right? Like,
Chicago doesn't bring them out like that. It's
and
just
Drake,
like,
Drake has seats up in
yeah,
Toronto.
Yeah, he's in Toronto. Yeah.
Scottie Pippen got all the seats in Chicago.
Does he really?
But wait, who's the third person that he wanted to bring on the tour?
Definitely
wasn't Drake.
Jeff's gonna look it up.
No,
right? No. I think it was three women and Chris Brown. So Chris Brown,
that would be a fire tour. Chris Brown, Rihanna.
Chris Brown actually shows out on his shows, and he sells them out all the time
for sure. Yeah. And by the way, has hits.
Yeah,
yeah.
Chris Brown
countless.
Has hits.
Countless hits.
I'm gonna go a further afield than you guys have.
Bruno
gone.
Mars.
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars.
That's a big show.
It's a crazy show.
No one has picked a woman yet.
It's gonna be a lot of coke.
I'm gonna pick Rhapsody.
Okay.
Okay.
Who played college ball?
Mm-hmm.
And
did she?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And wanted to play it. Or did she want to play at NC State, or was she was going to?
I think she did play.
Okay, at NC State. Shout out to the Wolfpack.
Yeah.
I'm picking her. She's going to facilitate.
No, she's going to kill.
She's going to move the ball around.
She's probably the best player in this whole shit, if you're being real. If she played at NC State, she's better than all these cats.
Yo, Grammy nominated. She's doing her thing. I think she's going to be okay on the court with my squad. Jeff?
Lil B.
The base god.
Listen, I have nothing to say about the base god. I had already had a rough 2018. I don't need no more smoke. Shouts to the base god.
Base god. You can fuck my bitch. So my team right now is Khaled, Lil Bow Wow, Nelly, and base god.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is some squad.
Undefeated so far.
Why'd you pick base god?
Because of the obvious.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
So, like, he has, he's going to put curses on people.
Yes.
Dude. Waz, you got to round out your squad right
now. Fuck Kev Durant! That was such a fire record, dog.
Yo, you should go on tour with Chris Brown, Beyonce, Rihanna, and Bruno Mars.
Chris Brown. Yeah. I'm going to get Chris Brown's number from Two Times Dave. You know, Two Times is very close to that crew over there. My last pick is going to be Mace. Harlem.
That's a good
Murder
one.
Mace. Yeah,
wait,
Murder Mace.
Wait, so you have Mace and Cam?
Mace and Cam. This is two PSAL guys.
That's problematic.
You might have to seat them, like, you know, far apart.
They can work together like Russ and KD.
It's just not for real, though, but it's just going to be like LeBron and Kyrie reunited at the All-Star game. So did Russ and KD.
Yep, I'm
thinking about it. So it would be one of those deals.
How'd you feel about those guys on playing together?
Look. I don't think we needed to have this, like, draft gimmick for the guys to actually, like, play something that looks like actual basketball.
You think it was unrelated?
I think it was related, but I don't think it had to be.
Okay.
Meaning, like, they could have just tried the 3 years before this and not embarrassed the thing. Like, these guys actually were like, all right, let's put a decent product out there. And I'm glad that this, like, I guess gave him a boost, but it's just, like, annoying that it had to.
You didn't want to see Kyrie and LeBron.
No, I love the concept. I love it. I think it's cool, like, to watch LeBron and KD gang up on Steph Curry at the end of the game. Like, that's fire.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just as a basketball, I guess, like, evangelical, I guess you would say, it's like, yo, man, don't come out and do a layup line for 46 minutes. Like, that's ridiculous.
A layup line.
You know?
All right, I don't want to fuck up your team's, like, karma or whatever, but who'd you think won between Mace and Cam?
I'm going with Mace.
I'm
going
to have to go with Mace.
I like Cam.
Mace,
listen,
Mace song was dope. Same.
I'll catch a bullet for Cam, but realistically, Mace won that.
Yeah.
I think Cam, for him? Yeah.
Why?
That's like my uncle, dog. He don't even know.
I'm from Eastside Compton.
Like, Cam had me wearing pink.
Which is a variation on red, but, you know.
Yeah. Very true. Very true.
All right. So Waz, one time, kill a Cam, murder Mace, Dave East. You got a lot of Harlem guys up there.
Mm-hmm.
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm. And Lil Romeo.
And wow.
That's a squad.
That's a nice team.
It's a squad.
Trey.
Notice Lil Wayne, Hove, Kendrick Lamar, Drake, all the best rappers that we've known.
Jay cannot play.
Not on the team. Yeah. We've seen him ride a bike before. Sorry, Jay.
And dive, right?
God, the dive. I forgot. That one gets
underrated.
That's
on the internet. It's on the internet. Yeah.
It's a gift.
Jay-Z probably shoot like Long Cane Polly.
Yeah.
Raindrops.
Trey.
White chocolate.
Yeah, bro.
Trey, who you got? Who you got for your last and final pick?
Daylight.
Who's Daylight?
Battle rapper.
Daylight the battle rapper.
Are y'all familiar with Daylight?
I am not familiar.
I know the name.
Daylight. Okay. He got the tattoo on his face.
I've never been a battle rap.
No,
you ain't gotta go crazy. But
Eric,
like,
and I don't like battle rap, but we still did a list for Complex about the top 10, like, you know, rap battle
guys.
Fair.
Get your money, you know.
Yeah.
Wait, why are you picking Daylight the
Another
battle rapper?
Basketball player.
Where's he from?
Grape Street, Watts.
Okay.
And he can ball.
Can ball.
Was he known in high school to ball?
I have no clue.
But you know,
but you've
ball
seen,
right
you've seen him hoop before.
That's all it takes. I'm scouting. Okay. That's it. I know people that can play.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm not asking too much.
So, yo, my team would tear yours apart.
Heard you, my boy.
you have Lil Dicky,
mm-hmm. right?
You have Daylight,
right?
Trinidad James.
Mm-hmm. Who are we forgetting right now? You had someone crazy, right? Oh, you have Chris Brown,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And who was that? Who was that fifth person?
Daylight. No, I put Daylight.
No. I know, but I'm saying like the fifth Snoop. Person that I didn't name.
Snoop.
Yeah.
Wow. And you feel good about your squad right
love
now?
My team. Mix of young and old for sure.
We haven't even gotten to the coach
mix
yet.
Of young and very old.
All right, I guys am gonna pick. Let's see now. This is tricky. I got J. Cole. I got The Game. I got 2 Chainz. I got Rhapsody.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
The pressure's on.
I know. All right, ready for this? Oh man, I don't know. I'm gonna go with this. Big Baby Drum.
Okay.
Because I think he sees The Game in slow motion. You understand? Also, shout out to Big Baby Davis.
I feel like Big Baby Drum.
Because I want them to have the same game.
The very first weekend that I moved out here to LA, I went to a day party with Della.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Della.
A couple other homies.
Marcel.
Shout out to my man Chris from T-Dot, who yep. actually lives out here now too.
Shout out to him.
Big Baby Davis shows up with Lamar Odom. They're chilling in the section doing whatever. And then at one point towards the end of the party, Big Baby Davis is in the middle of the dance floor battling people.
What?
Dance battling people.
Glenn Davis?
Yes. This is my first freaking weekend. My second day in LA.
Did he kill it?
He was doing his thing. He's like, you could tell.
Shaq's a better dancer.
He's really. Big Baby might be a little bit more fluid than Shaq.
Wow. Yeah.
But like you can tell Big Baby Davis, like he takes dancing serious. And so like, yeah,
I mean, he was at a day party.
One just... by one, people are coming up to, and he's battling them in the middle of the dance
Did
floor.
You try him?
Of course not. I was like, that's crazy. And chilled where I was at.
What was Lamar dancing?
Nah, Lamar was chilling. He's a really laid back cat. He's not the type. He's not the type of person to get up in the middle of a dance floor and start spazzing. Not in public anyway. I don't know. Maybe at a house party you might do that.
But a house party in Vegas.
Day party.
All right. So Jeff, have you chosen a crazy player? I mean, they're all crazy in their own way, but I mean,
have
like,
I chosen a crazy player?
A legitimate crazy person.
Oh.
A Ron Artest, a meta world piece.
I do need you what, like a B.O.B.?
No, not
I mean, he thinks the world is flat and so does
Kyrie.
So does Kyrie.
Sorry to hear that.
I would say I probably need somebody who has actual skills.
So you're gonna say, no one's picked Quavo.
Nobody's picked Quavo. Quavo would be great on my team.
Just give the ball to Quavo and let him. Let him
run. Yeah. It's either Quavo or like Justin Bieber. I would say,
are we calling Justin Bieber? I guess he's just as
he
much
has
a rapper
rapped
as
on, he rapped on Maria. I'm drunk.
Yeah,
that was decent.
I thought that was Nav.
That shit was Young Thug.
I thought that was Nav too.
Right.
Oh no! I thought that was Bieber, or that was a Nav.
Do we think Young Thug can play?
No.
Nah. Young Thug.
Do we think Andre 3000 can play?
No. Nah. By the way, I'm trying to picture Drum in a jump ball situation.
I don't need
him to be in a jump ball situation.
Big Boy could play. He looks like somebody that hooped.
You think so?
Yeah.
I bet Big Boy could play.
I bet he could play football.
Sure.
I
mean, he's from GA. He had to play football.
Had to. No one has picked Nipsey Hussle.
Can Nipsey hoop?
Can play?
Can we get a scouting report on Nipsey?
He was at the Boogie, right?
Plays like a gangbanger.
Oh.
Pretty much plays like a gangbanger, for sure.
No one's picked Wiz Khalifa. Can Wiz play?
He might forget to sub in.
No one's picked Kanye.
Nobody's picked Kanye.
Kanye actually hoops.
Yeah.
But he's, I don't know about good.
No one's picked Slim Thug.
I thought about Slim Thug.
He might
only
be able to hoop.
That's
like a left field pick.
I was
going to
pick Slim Thug only because he's tall.
He is tall. You have no tall players.
He would be like.
He's like Shaq on the Suns.
He's like a middle finger.
Yeah.
I would say Slim Thug, actually.
Slim Thug. All right. So, Jeff, your team once again.
My team so far, because we have to. You guys are still doing a coach, and I have to do a regular.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so mine is Khaled, mine is Nelly, mine is Lil Bow Wow, mine is Based God, and mine is Slim Thug.
Legendary.
My coach is Coach K.
Wow.
Quality control.
That's a great pick. Yeah. That's a great pick.
And anybody who can manage that type of label and those type of artists, y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about? He's obviously a leader of men.
Like, and
if he could wrangle Coach K looks
like Mr. Brown from Tyler Perry.
Young Jeezy, all of these cats that he shepherded through the
Gucci.
Game. Like, Gucci. Like, this guy obviously is tapped into something.
That's a hell of a pick.
Yeah. Gotta be Coach K.
That's a great pick.
Somebody that I know was like,
it's so good.
They didn't interview with Migos for their job, and it's like, yo, you know, like, if you, you know, if you give us something good, we're gonna put this on this huge platform
on the internet. Yeah,
like, well, not just the internet, TV. Like, yeah. It's a big company.
Yeah,
and like, these dudes couldn't be less interested, right? They're just so ornery in public.
Are you talking about us?
No, the Migos.
Our podcast. No, I know, I know. They were on our podcast.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is a big platform too. Don't get it twisted, but it's not quite as big as what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And then I got another story this weekend. Somebody like that did a partnership with them this for a brand that they work for, and somebody was like, yo, you guys are doing great with them. Like, they're coming out to every single stop, and like, they're showing up on time and doing like. And he's like, motherfucker, they signed the contract.
Do you think Coach K is up there pacing the sidelines, or is he sitting down on the bench?
Nah, Coach K is very zen.
Yeah.
He's definitely like...
Bill Jackson?
Right, exactly. Right. He's just like, all right, I'm going to tell you guys what to do, and then you guys go out and do this shit.
Right.
You know, he's empowering his players for sure. But, you know, the type of personalities that this guy has dealt with since he's been in the game is crazy.
Oh, to think for sure. About.
And so he's, like I said, he's got to be a leader of men.
There you go. Trey?
I'm going to go with Top Dog.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
That's
a
very good pick.
Yeah. You got a lot of West Coast guys.
Yeah.
He got to rep the set.
Yeah, yeah. I've been listening to Dog Food a lot.
Do you think that everyone's going to respond to his play calling?
Oh, absolutely.
Is he going to be
active? If not, he going to put some force on your ass. So you better respond.
That dude is serious business.
Yeah. Who's the best?
But he's strategic.
Mm-hmm. Who's the best hooper out of all of TDE?
J-Rock?
Schoolboy.
I'm going to probably go with School. No, honestly.
But Schoolboy plays football.
You've seen football players play basketball. It's kind of wild.
It's a very different game.
But the thing is, they play football on the court. You know what I'm saying? Like, foul you mad.
I don't know.
Hard,
TDE,
mad
TDE might be tough, man. It's like mad cats that's short.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then also, like, they look like they probably shoot the ball over the rim. So I'm going to go with J-Rock because he's from the Jets.
He's from
Nickerson Gardens. So.
All right. My coach, Kanye West.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. I got to pick Kanye because he understands the game.
Mm-hmm.
He can handle a lot of big egos because
he has one.
He's got the biggest one.
Yeah.
And
pause.
And I think that he knows what he wants, and he can diagram things and make sure that people make those plays.
Plus, Kanye is like somebody who does wrangle talent together. You know what I mean? Like something like Ultralight Beam. He's got like a trillion people working on that.
For sure.
To achieve a common goal, all the lights. Like that's actually something that he's good at.
Yeah.
You know? Corralling a bunch of people together for a common goal.
So now, my only issue would be if he would be like trying to draw some shit that like no one wanted to run. Like Phil Jackson was like forcing the triangle on the Knicks.
Nah, you probably have to worry about him doing designs for the next Yeezy season on the sideline.
Y'all gonna have some fire ass jerseys though.
Now, I'm saying, how dope did you guys see that at the 34th Street Herald Square station, the subway station? They covered it in Yeezy Season 6 stuff.
Well, I have,
which is straight off the Instagram that they did.
Right.
Like,
wow.
Like Kim's Instagram, they just like printed them up and posted them everywhere.
Wait, who did that?
Donda. Yeah.
Oh, Donda.
Yeah.
Donda and yeah.
It's fire.
All right. So for my final pick, I'm going to choose Quavo.
Quavo, by the way.
Yeah.
Ran the internet that night. Like he was the celebrity of all celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you not like his game?
No, I think Quavo is good.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think like he has a good game.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like trash. I'm not gonna, but I feel like he's considered good because of the profession he's in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm not going to go over the top and say, oh, my God, he deserves to be in the NBA.
So,
and that's what a lot of people think. Right. They say, oh, well, sign Quavo to my team. Don't do that. Like, listen, I respect him because he knows how to play. He's a lefty by default. So mm-hmm. he's going to get to the bucket. He can shoot.
Would you be mad if the Nets signed him?
Absolutely.
Would you be mad if the Hawks signed him?
Absolutely.
He couldn't play.
This is the thing. No. He couldn't I got play. So much respect for NBA players and mm-hmm. the actual platform of it, despite the Suns stinking this shit up, right? They're still NBA players, and they deserve to be there. Like, not average Joe's just going to walk on the court and get a bucket.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen. A lot of people look at it. Andre Drummond the other night did, like, a move where he's, like, looks like he dodged a juke. Like, he dodged a defender after an interception. And people are, like, jaw-dropping.
Yeah.
Yeah, these dudes are skilled.
Yeah.
They're skilled. I seen Brian Scalabrine score 40 points in a rec game. I seen Bill Winnington do a 360. Like, yeah. Come on, man. Like, you know, like.
These but are
the best athletes in the world. They're
getting paid for a reason.
But Quavo can start on Jeff's team.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I respect
well, when,
him.
Well, when Khaled isn't. When Khaled is not playing.
That's okay, right. That's
he can
right.
Start. All right. So just to recap, these are the teams. Anybody who's listening, please let us know what you think of the three teams and mine. They are Big Waz with the Pelly Pellies.
Right.
He selected Cameron, Dave East, Lil Romeo, R. Kelly, Mace, and as coach, Coach K.
Right.
Right.
Black Trey, who named his team the most hated.
Mm-hmm.
That's with Lil Dicky, Trinidad James, Snoop Dogg, Chris Brown, Daylight, and as coach, Top Dog.
Right.
Eric, you had Rubbermaid because
all we do is make buckets.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's with J. Cole, The Game, 2 Chainz, Rhapsody, Big Baby Drum, and his coach, Kanye West.
Strong.
Mine is the Bad News Bears because mm-hmm. they are a lovable group of ragtag ne'er-do-wells who are going to win in the end. And that is with player coach TJ Khaled. Bow Wow, Nelly, Lil B the Bass God, Slim Thug, and Quavo.
So everyone should hit us up online. Let us know who you think has the strongest squad, the Pelly Pellies, Most Hated, Rubbermaid, or the Bad News Bears.
Actually, I might name mine hashtag Free Quavo.
And we did this all without getting into a fight.
Actually, were there any fights during All-Star Weekend?
There was one video that I saw from Nod's Instagram account. Where you guys went to Bossa Nova.
Bossa Nova, infamous spot out here.
Everyone loves it.
Yeah, it's the food is legitimately good, but it's like one of those things that people do late night here.
Should you have done that All-Star Weekend?
But that's the thing, it was Thursday. So it was still like, this is early All-Star Weekend.
Right.
Okay, like this is, so I wasn't there on, I don't even want to know what it was like on Friday or Saturday night.
Yeah.
Or even Sunday night.
Yeah.
But
you wanted to start All-Star right.
Right. And so in New York, we take like diners and shit like that, like getting food at 3 a.m. for granted.
Yeah.
Right? But out here, there's not a lot of those options that late. Bossa Nova is one of the few places you can go and get a meal, a decent meal at that. Like, I'm on record. I love the freaking food there. I always get the chicken al pesto pasta. It's freaking incredible.
No matter the hour.
No matter the... that's the only shit that I get. It's incredible.
I can't get jiggy with the greasy food.
No?
Nah.
You're over it.
Nah, I'm just... I'm vegetarian, first off. Like, I mean, not this saying that I can't get anything from there. I've had Bossa Nova before on my late night runs before. But just that... Once you bite in, it's just a grease pit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's intense.
Yeah, this pasta was incredible.
Yeah.
But that's what you wanted.
But that's what I wanted.
Yeah, no, that's...
So... We leave Kaz's album release party. Shouts to Kaz.
Definitely.
Shouts out to Dreamville again. We leave the album release party. It was a dope party, whatever. Dave and Nod are like, yo. No, I'm with Nod. And Dave is like, yo, we at Bossa Nova. He's actually with Kaz at the time. Shouts to the whole two times. And we pull up, whatever. Everybody, they were already there. They had already ordered. Dave and Chris and all of them had already ordered their food. I was one of the last people to order. So I'm sitting there. I'm at the counter ordering my shit to go. Who was standing right next to me? Was it Jeff? No, it was my man Corey. Corey was standing right next to me. So I'm sitting on the counter and I got my back facing to these dudes that are talking, but you know, they're having a little chatter, but I'm not paying them no mind because I'm starving and I'm like, I'm going to get my grub.
Right.
I think Nodding was sort of lingering by the door and just chilling. So I feel somebody's elbow hit me in my back and I turned around like, yo, I was about to be like, yo, what the fuck, man? You know what I'm saying? On my Queens Village shit. But when I turn around, the dude, his elbow hit me because he cocked his hand back to punch the guy. So I turn around and this dude's, his arm is cocked back and dude, a full on brawl ensues.
Yo, the look on your face when you turned around and you saw them was priceless on that video.
Dude, I'm just on the counter.
You were like,
Bossa Nova has one security guard. Yo, God bless that dude. He doesn't get paid enough. One dude tasked with breaking up a fight between two grown ass men. These dudes are going at it. They're flipping tables. They're throwing chairs at each other. Like, they tore this fucking place apart.
No, it's commentary is like, oh, why is he still going to go get his food?
Dude, I stood at the counter the entire time and watched the fight. I was like, I'm not leaving here without my food. Finally break up this freaking fight,
so man. This doesn't happen all the time at Bossa Nova.
Usually Wazanova, at Bossa Nova, yeah. It's like, there's a bunch of people there who want to be seen, if you know what I mean. Yeah, like, it's one of those places, like, you're liable to see some dude who's on the Basketball Wives show there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to see Will Smith.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you'll see the people who are like, I have a sort of name or rep.
Yep.
That's more than an average Joe, but ostensibly, I'm a nobody and a nothing.
Right.
A lot of Chelsea
boots, a lot of wide brim hats. Yes, you get the aesthetic now. Yeah. And it's one of those places where they make you pay up front, even if you sit to eat.
So you paid before the fight.
Of course. Of course.
You got food and a fight.
Come on. But yeah, yo, they tore this place apart, dude. And it's like, you know, they're dropping a bunch of gang terms and all of that. Yo, on the set, I'm going to do blah, 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 blah. That's on this and that type of shit that Trey would understand. But like,
and you're just there like,
I was like, yo.
He on the New York Times.
But at the same time, though, like, I could tell that these were two dudes that knew each other.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like,
did they come in together to
eat? And
they were having a powwow and then they just got into
something,
it?
Something got heated and they started fighting. So that's why I wasn't scared. Like, if I thought these were just two random dudes and somebody's going back to the car to get the blicky, like, I would have been like, all right. But I could hear from the conversation that they were two dudes that knew each other.
Damn.
So I was like, nothing terrible is going to happen. They're just going to actually just fight and keep it pushing.
Right.
Like old school shit. Back in the days, if you had a problem with somebody, you just fought. And then you kind of just wiped your pants off after. It was just like, all right, let's get on with our day.
Trey, Waz, thank you guys so much for coming on and playing this silly game of ours, drafting different NBA-ready rappers, you know what I'm saying?
Or whatever. Yeah.
We just wanted to separate those who could ball from those who could Lonzo ball, you know?
Just make sure you guys, if you think my takes were fire, which they were, make sure you follow me at Big Waz, at BIGWOS, on every single social media platform. It's Instagram, that's Twitter.
Yo, I like that Trey isn't even Snapchat. Near a microphone, so he can't even promote his shit.
Black Trey, at BLK.Trey. Is that your at, Trey?
Trey's gone.
Yeah. BLK_Trey. Black, not BLACK.
Also, not BLK.Trey, like you once said.
Also, not 6LK.
Oh, wow.
_ T-R-A-Y.
Oh, my God. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this new episode of A Waste Time with It's The Real. Jeff, if people want to find out more about us, we are It's The Real. If people want to find out more about this podcast, it's called A Waste of Time with It's The Real. And if people want to listen to all of those episodes of this podcast by us, where can they go?
You can find us on itsthereal.com, itsthereal.com, no apostrophes, no spaces. If you want to listen to any of our episodes for our podcast, you can go to A Waste of Time with It's The Real on iTunes. You can also search on soundcloud.com/awasteoftime. If you want to find any of our music, it is on soundcloud.com/itsthereal. We are also on all streaming services, including Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, Tidal.
Tidal
is the best because apparently they pay the most. You can also find us on Instagram at It's The Real, Facebook at It's The Real, Twitter at It's The Real. And otherwise, you can find us in Los Angeles for the rest of this week. And then we're going to be in South By, apparently. I think we're going to be at South By. We're working out the details now. So Austin, Texas, get ready for us. We should be down there in mid-March.
Jeff, you know this podcast isn't going anywhere unless we spread the word and we tell our friends to spread the word. So we know it starts here in Los Angeles, California. Jeff, do you have people that you want to shout?
I want to shout out Zach Harper at Talk Hoops on Twitter and I think Instagram as well. Mm-hmm. Zach Harper knows...
Another basketball friend.
He's another basketball friend, and he actually knows about basketball and rap. And I wonder if he thinks that my team is going to go undefeated this year, because I certainly do. I also want to shout out his dog, which is a great dog.
I, Jeff, would like to shout out everybody that we're going to give t-shirts to while we're out here in Los Angeles, California.
Well, I mean, they're paying for them.
Yes, but they are going to be handed over to all these people, including El Stompo and Lakers and King Vashti and Sean P. Elgar and Irene and Emily, who already has a shirt, and Kobe's. And I believe that's it, but we had a whole bunch of shirts that we made. We're going to have more shirts on the way. Go to itsthereal.com/shop if you're ever interested in some It's The Real merch. As always, guys, not for real, for real.
Sure.
We'll see you guys next week.